Joined here by head coach Keely Waddle of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. Played three games last week. They're like everybody else, they're trying to get their rhythm back and trying to get their win back a little bit and work on scoring the ball. The level of scoring came down just a little bit in three losses, scoring 31 against Tri-County, 21 against North Nottoway, and then falling to Green City 52-28 on Friday. I was just talking with Coach, and you have nothing this week, Coach. The boys are going to Breckenridge, but Breckenridge unable to put together a girls' team this year. So you got a week of conditioning with the girls. I'm sure that's part of it. The girls are probably not looking forward to doing a fair amount of running this week.
No, they were pretty disappointed yesterday at our first practice because that's about what it amounted to.
But that's kind of what you got to do. Did you see, I know I was talking with other coaches about the same thing. You get that first week off, whether it's COVID or just Christmas break, and you're jumping into games and not necessarily a lot of conditioning and practice. Did you see the effects of being a little bit out of shape last week with the girls?
Yes, I did. I mean, there were other problems that we had and we are working on right now, but definitely being out of shape was one of our top priorities, so...
Let's look at the games as a whole. Tri-County a week ago, 55-31 loss there. What were the things that you took out of that game, Coach?
We didn't score. We didn't even shoot. That was a big thing, was our shooting, and that's something we've really been working on over the practices we had last week and the practices to come. We've got to put points on the board.
Is it the sort of thing where you're working on saying, you know, I know it's cliche, and there's something to be said for a bad shot and a good shot, but at the end of the day, and I know a lot of good coaches have told me this over the year, you go, Tom, if you don't shoot, you can't score. So, you know, we can figure out if it's a good shot or a bad shot, but at some point you need to shoot the ball too.
Yeah, that's pretty much, we worked the ball, we passed the ball, and we looked for the open shots. We just didn't take them when we had them.
Are you getting the sense that do the girls, if they're missing too many shots, and you know, only the best players are going to hit over 50% of your shots, so you're probably going to miss more than you make, but is it kind of getting into their head a little bit where you got to work them through that?
I did see that. Not really against Tri-County, but more the next couple days against North Nottoway and Green City. We kind of beat ourselves up a little bit.
So against Tri-County, you gave up 55, which I know at the end of the day is probably a little bit more than you want to give up on the defensive end. Did you have some struggles at what Tri-County does on the offensive end, Coach?
We did, and we also got into some foul trouble.
And you don't have the deepest bench in the world, so the foul trouble, that crops up quick.
Yeah, well, you had a pretty good bench. We just, some of our starters that we were relying on that game had to sit out couple quarters. So.
Do you get the sense that when girls get into foul trouble, I think one goes with the other. If they're not in the shape that they need to be, they're not moving their feet at the level that they need to, and they end up reaching. Did you see kind of all in one with the foul trouble there?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Once we start getting tired, that's when we start making the sloppy fouls. So.
North Nottoway, then, you had a practice on Wednesday, I'd assume, and then you had a couple of home games. I don't know much, and we are kind of talking about the fact that you kind of went in a little bit blind against North Nottoway, trying to figure out what they had out on the fly a little bit. They really shut you down defensively, Coach. Was that the biggest difficulty that you had with them on Thursday?
It was, and then once again, beating ourselves up, we just weren't taking the shots, and we weren't putting points on the board. Truthfully, they really hit us with the press, so.
So they sped you up, and you know the one thing, and you can tell the girls this too, is coaches are smart, and if they see, hey, Gilman City struggle with the press in that game, you might see that again sooner or later.
Yeah, that's something we're definitely going to try to improve on this week.
Green City, what sort of a game was that, Coach, Friday? Did you see some improvements? I know Green City's a pretty decent team. Did you see some steps in the right direction for your girls?
I did. Actually, we won the first quarter of that ball game, and then we lost it in the second and the third, and we turned around and won the fourth quarter, too. So right there in the middle, we got tired. We did not come out of halftime very well, and I think that's what killed us. But we were running good together, and we were really starting to click. We just needed a little bit more time.
It's one thing to sit here, and you know, I kind of say tongue-in-cheek, although there's a lot of truth to what the girls are going to do running this week because they got to get themselves back into basketball shape. But there's a lot of X's and O's that you work on as a coach, too. I know that's the case. What are the things that you feel like that the girls, aside from just getting in better on the court shape, just need to do moving forward with the X's and O's so that they run a little bit at a smoother pace?
We just really need to learn to work together. These girls haven't played together in quite some time. So we need to learn to rely on everyone and to really just take the shots. Like you said earlier, you have to try it at least.
Yeah, yeah. If you just hold the ball, if you shoot it, you got a chance it's going to go into that cylinder. If you hold it, you got zero chance.
Yep.
As you look at things, Coach, we're moving toward the middle of January pretty quick, and by the time you get to the end of February, you're looking at districts. What are the areas that you feel like that the girls can get to that they just haven't got to yet? Where do you feel like that the ceiling of this team is at this point?
Really, districts is going to be a different ballgame for us this year. I mean, that's a lot bigger schools, but I think if we have a few more practices and a few more games, once we start seeing HCC games, I really think that's going to bring our confidence up.
I agree with you on that because we've talked about the fact that the HCC this year, and I think Mercer's established themselves with Meineke and that freshman group as a team that's really, really good. But if you take kind of Mercer out of the equation, I think the HCC is going to have some pretty close battles this year.
I do too. And really, we've only seen one HCC game, and we've played six games so far. So.
You got Union Star. Obviously, we'll talk about that more next week, but you got them a week from tonight. Any knowledge you have on Union Star at this point, or are you going to kind of save that for later in the week to kind of get a scouting report on them?
Yeah, I've been working on my research on it, but we're kind of going into that one blind, too.
And I guess if you look at the schedule, and you'd be the first to tell the girls, hey, we got Union Star next Tuesday. That's the next game. That's the game that we need to be the most worried about. But if you look at next week's schedule, you got two HCC home games next Thursday against Winston, next Friday against North Harrison. Going into the tournament, those games next week against Winston and North Harrison, big ones for your team.
Yes, they are. We're really trying to prepare for those, and that's also our homecoming week, so I know the girls will be a lot more amped up and we'll be ready to work next week, I think.
I didn't ask Coach Clark about this specifically, and I haven't seen one yet. Is there a bracket out for the Gilman City tournament yet, or is that coming next week?
There is a bracket out. We're doing pool play.
Aha, so you got
the Gallatin tournament.
Six teams this year, so you got two teams of two pools of three teams each?
Actually, we have eight teams this year.
Ah, so you're doing it pool play with eight.
Yep.
I'll have to give a look-see at that and see how that works with eight teams, but I'm sure you'll have it figured out. Coach, we'll talk with you again next week before your trip to Union Star. Good luck with practice and everything involved with that this week.
Thank you.